Okay, well, before I get started here, Danny received this in the mail from the Livingston Hearing Aid Center, and he pointed something out. It's a trade-in event, and it says 50% money back trade-in value when you upgrade to Genesis AI. That's Genesis Fallen Angel Intelligence.
I said no thank you, by the way.
Yeah. We don't want none of that, okay? Thank you very much. Yeah, they don't even know what they're doing. They have no clue what this is about, or they wouldn't be doing it. All right. The title of this is Sunday Morning 5/19/24, is The Prophet's Corner and Cut a New Beginning. You can discern what you get from this. I tend to look at it as the nation, but it can be individually. A new beginning is on the horizon. It's even at the door. Can you feel it? I can. A time of great wealth is coming. A time that your eyes have never seen or never beheld before. All restraining forces will be removed, and my people will again be supplied. Poverty and lack do not come from me, but from the enemy. Steal, kill, and destroy is his objective, and that is coming to an end. Well, there ain't much left, is there? The love of money is the root to all evil, or of all evil. Money is not evil. To have provision is to have my vision that is free from care and worry that leads to sickness, disease, and death. People worry themselves to death, literally. Not only do they speak it out of their mouth all the time, but they literally do. I came that you might have life and it abundantly. Part of that is abundant provision. What a slight on God to see is how his children live. That would look, reflect and say they got a pretty poor father, right? My will is heaven in earth, not just heaven in heaven. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. What about now? You will find out just how great life can be when there is no longer lack, poverty, and death. People will be able to become all that I've called them to be, free from care and fear. Love will be the banner. And there will be no more war. Isn't that Ecclesiastes? His banner over me is love. He brought me to the banqueting table. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. Heaven and earth. Wealth is just a tool to bless. I'm not opposed to my children having wealth. I'm opposed to wealth having them. If it occupies your mind continually, you know, you don't have to be rich to have the problem. You can be dirt poor. I am opposed to wealth having them, like the rich young ruler, like the man that was only concerned for his future and not rich toward God. Serving the almighty dollar has brought your nation and world to this place. This is how it has been from the very beginning. My church will once again learn to possess all that I have given to them. They will learn my ways. The Lord kept expressing that to me. He said, they become very timid in possessing. They will learn how to be wealthy and godly. They will learn to live in the blessing and not the curse. They will live heaven and earth. Cast your bread on the water and it will come back in on every wave. The devourer has been rebuked. The heavens opened just like in the days of the great flood, but now it will be a flood of blessings that cannot be contained. Isn't that Malachi? I pour you out a blessing that you won't be able to contain it. Have you ever been there yet? I still got room. What about you? The government will no longer be on the shoulders of the evil one. It was never meant to be that way, for it was stolen from my people, my church. My church will finally rule and reign as I have ordained them to do. My kingdom come, my will be done in the government as it is in heaven. The government will be on my shoulders of my church. The kingdoms of this world have now become the kingdoms of our God, and he shall reign forever. Nothing can stop what is coming. The kingdom of God is advancing forward. It is the mightiest force in the earth, and it will establish the kingdoms of this world, not the other way around. The mountain of the Lord will fill the earth. There will be nothing that harms or hurts in all my holy mountain. My kingdom come, my will be done in earth as in heaven. My body will be violent against darkness. They will take it out violently in my name. Just like the children of Israel moved across their promised land like a swarm of locusts and conquered it, so will my body do so. They will be strong and united and take the land. My church will once again be aggressive instead of passive and taking the whole land. They will not faint, will not fear, but will advance forward and conquer. These are the Joshuas and Calebs of this day.